It's Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Marcy, we've got this badass guitar player right in front of me. Nita, how are you?
I'm so good. It's so nice to be home in LA. Thank you guys for having me on.
As quick as it is.
Yes.
Yeah, Nita Strauss. So glad you're here. Also, related to Johann Strauss, you got some bragging rights with that ancestor.
So much music in the family.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Famous composer, Austrian composer, if you don't know who Johann is. I can see. I mean, yeah, the talent started far back.
Very honored.
You can see Nita live tonight at the Whiskey. There's a few tickets left. Ticketweb.com. She's got her guitar with her. We're going to be hearing you play.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to that. You may know Nita as Alice Cooper's touring guitarist. Maybe heard or seen her play at the Rams games.
Oh, yeah.
How's that? The energy?
Oh, my gosh. It's so much fun. We did it last season with no fans in the stadium, and already the vibe at SoFi was so cool. So this season, having fans there, being at full capacity, feeling that energy of people in the room, it's so magical.
Changes the energy so much.
Have you been to a game at SoFi yet?
I have not.
You've got to come down.
I know. It's on my list.
So much fun. It's such a great place.
And the WWE event, too. You, how's that?
So much fun. You know, it's a lot of fun as a guitar player to get to branch out and do things out of the norm. You know, we go on stage and we play the same set night after night. So to branch out and do something with somebody like the NFL or the WWE, it's, you know, I just played at a boxing event, the Michaela Mayer title fight in Vegas.
Jeez.
So that kind of stuff is so fun. No, I know. Not busy at all. It's so much fun.
Yeah. You got your hands in everything, and you've got this new song, Dead Inside Out, with David Draymond on vocals. Now, this is the first time you've teamed up with a vocalist, so that must be exciting.
So exciting. And, I mean, what better way to come out of the gate than with a powerhouse vocalist like David?
Yeah.
What an honor. And I couldn't be happy with how the song came out, and the reception's been so great. We're thrilled.
Yeah, it's good. It's good, and we're going to play that in just a second. I wanted to know how you and David actually teamed up, how you know each other.
Yeah, so we first met through my boyfriend, Josh Vialta, who's also my manager, and he has known David for years and years. And when I was working on the music for this album, you know, we had this song, we didn't have any lyrics or a melody for it, but we were all sitting in the studio listening to it, and Josh was the first one to say, "This is a David Draymond song." Mm-hmm. And we were like, "Yep. Yeah, that sounds about right." But it's like almost like, can we even get him? Does he do features? Does he do guest appearances? And so Josh reached out to him and sent him the song. And thankfully, we caught Disturbed at a quiet time. You know, now they're working on new music, but at the time they weren't busy yet. And they didn't have their shows, you know, right around the corner. So David had a little downtime, and he was able to, you know, he knocked the song out so fast. He was sending us ideas back and forth. He was super excited, and it came together so organically.
So great. And we're going to play that. You brought your guitar, though. Why don't you take a second and play a little something for us? And then we'll roll into Dead Inside.
Oh, okay.
you okay with that?
Absolutely. My guitar.
I heard you doodling around. You're amazing.
My guitar is in a different tuning than this song is, but
how about do you want to roll into Dead Inside, and we'll come out with that?
That sounds perfect.
Let's do that. It is 95.5 KLOS. Nita Strauss in studio. Nita Strauss, guitar hero, David Draymond on vocals, Dead Inside on 95.5 KLOS. That is good stuff.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, really digging it. Good response here at KLOS. We'll keep spinning that for sure. I'm wondering, you know, David's not in the band, so while you're touring and when you play that song, what are you going to do? Is he going to make some surprise appearances? Are you going to have somebody fill in, samples?
So actually, funny enough, we have been just running the tape, you know, for the whole tour, but we all thought this was going to be a surprise appearance, and David surprised us all by announcing last week at Welcome to Rockville that he is actually going to come to the Whiskey tonight.
Love that.
To play it with us for the first and maybe only time. I don't know when we're going to have a chance to do it again, because he's going to be busy with Disturbed, so this may be the only chance that people get to see us play this song together.
So what are you going to do on the road?
We run a tape of his vocal playing, you know, and it sounds, his vocal isolated, it sounds unbelievable. Like, I get to listen to it in my in-ears every night on stage. Mm-hmm. His voice by itself sounds unreal. So to actually have him there in person doing it tonight is going to be really special.
It must be so helpful to be in such great shape.
I think you have to be.
Yeah,
this kind of schedule.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've actually checked out your, it's a 3-month body shred fitness program, a challenge.
Yes.
Because you want your fans to be healthy
and
in shape too. I mean, what does that come with, and are you still doing that actively? And does it come with a shopping list?
It comes with basically all the tools that you would need. You know, the thing is that no fitness program is going to do it for you. You have to follow the program. But something that I found in my own fitness journey is that it's really hard to find relatable fitness content for the rock world, for rock fans, mm-hmm. because everything that's out there, so many of the things at least that are out there in the fitness world, are so perfectly polished and put together, and it's girls with perfect makeup that aren't sweating and matching, you know, gym sets. And like, that's not our vibe. We don't do that. Like, you know, we in our world, in the rock and metal world, like, we're down and dirty and gritty, and we listen to loud heavy metal music and we lift some heavy weights.
Beautiful.
And I wanted to have a safe place that our community could come and meet like-minded people and get healthy and fit and win some awesome prizes too. And, you know, instead of, we have some of the basic fitness prizes, you know, we have a sponsorship from Trifecta Nutrition, so they get, you know, free healthy food. You know, we have dietitians at RP Strength that help program custom diet plans for each different body type if people are interested in that. But then they also win, you know, one of my signature guitars, the Ibanez Jiva, a Marshall amp, and like all kinds of fun, you know, music related prizes as well as fitness prizes. So it really blends the two worlds together.
So cool. And you should throw the website out there.
Yeah, it's NitaStraussBodyShred.com. And the next challenge, I believe, is going to start in January.
That's a good time for it. After the holidays. I mean, what are you going to eat on Thanksgiving? What does Nita Strauss eat on Thanksgiving?
You know, it's so funny. I'm always on the road at Thanksgiving. And we have found a way. Alice takes really great care of us out on the road. Mm-hmm. He always makes sure that we have a Thanksgiving dinner wherever we are in the world. We've had Thanksgiving dinner in Vegas. We've had it in Berlin, Germany. We've had it all over the, you know, different places. So I'm actually excited that my band is going to be on the road for Thanksgiving, and I'm excited to take my guys out and treat them the way that Alice treats us.
I love it. Yeah. And Alice is such a good guy.
Class act.
All right, let's jump into, what's your favorite Alice Cooper song to play on stage when you're touring?
It's always fun playing the shreddy 80s stuff, you know, the Kane Roberts era, The World Needs Guts, or Roses on White Lace. But for us, the biggest part of it is the fans and it's the crowd. Yeah. And, you know, the songs like Poison and 18 and School's Out, you know, those get the big, big, big reactions. So Poison might be my favorite just because it's the crowd pleaser.
All right, let's roll. Let's roll with Poison. It's 95.5 KLOS. Nita Strauss in studio with me. It's a rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Got Nita Strauss in studio with me. You got to go catch her at the Whiskey tonight. David Draymond showing up. That's what I hear.
So excited to have him on stage with us tonight.
Going to be so great. You can get your tickets through nitastrauss.com. You can head straight to her website for those tickets and go catch it at the Whiskey. That's going to be a great show. We've got Vic. Vic on line one. Hey, Vic.
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Not much. Just driving my car here in Ventura. My son, I told him, call you guys up and request a riff.
As you should. Yeah, Anita's right here. She's got her guitar in hand.
All right, sounds good, man. My son's recording this too for me.
Love that.
So what song are you requesting?
You know what? I'm just going to go for a simple one. How about Paranoid?
Oh, yeah, classic riff.
It
is a classic. It's one that I've never played, but if I remember correctly, you have... A little something like
awesome.
That? Did I get it right?
That's it, man.
Did I win?
Thanks. Simple E, man.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for calling, Vic.
All right. Thanks for playing it.
Yeah. So, hey, Nita, tonight at the Whiskey, David Draymond is going to be showing up. Any other L.A. friends?
You know, if they do come, it's L.A., so they won't let me know until the absolute last second.
Right.
Because that's how we do things. I'm born and raised here. I totally get it. We don't make our dinner plans or our nighttime plans in L.A. till the very last minute. So you never know who's going to show up at a show here.
That's very true. So you're out on the road now for the Winter Wasteland Tour. On one hand, you played huge arenas with Alice. And then, of course, you played in front of millions of viewers at WWE events. And then in front of tons of people, Rams, mm-hmm. right, the home games. So looking back at all these shows that you've played, what would you say has been your favorite?
You know, I was thinking about this morning when we were driving into LA on the bus. The first time I played at the Whiskey, because I'm from here, this is my hometown. You know, the Whiskey is my home stage. And the first time I played at the Whiskey, I think I was 15. And we had to sell tickets. You know, we had to sell 20 tickets and pay, you know, $200 or whatever to the club to pay to play and go on stage at 7 p.m., you know, the first of 10 bands playing that night. So now to come back to sort of my home base, this stage, 10 minutes from my house, and stand on the same stage again with some of my best friends in the world are in my band. My boyfriend, my best friend, you know, musicians I've been playing with for years. I have the best crew in the whole world. Like, this show tonight, honestly, you know, especially with David coming, this is going to be a huge highlight of my year.
You know, I read an article. You said something along the lines of just how important it is to keep your ego in check.
Of course.
And I thought that was really cool. And it's usually the guitarists that preach being humble. They're the biggest culprits of not being humble.
You're right.
I think that's a pretty cool point, and you're a perfect example of that.
Thank you so much. I wear this shirt a lot from a brand called Beverly Kills, which says stay humble or be humbled. And I think that that's kind of a perfect illustration of it. You know, if you're not humble, life will make you humble.
So I have to know this too, because you're gorgeous. Aww. You're very talented.
Thank you.
Are you okay with using sexuality as part of your career? Because sometimes that takes the forefront. Female empowerment takes the backseat.
Yeah, I totally understand that. And I think it's important to embrace who you are as a woman, especially in this industry, but in any industry. And I spent a long time trying to figure out where my role was in all that, you know, and I've gone down both sides of the spectrum. I've done stuff that I was like, you know what? I feel like I don't need to portray myself, put myself out there that much. And then I've gone the opposite direction. I'm like, I need to be more covered up and be taken more seriously and, you know, not wear makeup, not feel pretty and wear a, you know, men's size large shirt and just go and be known as a guitar player. And that's not who I am either.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of guy guitarists out there that are fine with expressing their sexuality.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
I think you just have to be true to yourself. And you know, I think it's important to be a woman and embrace your femininity. And, you know, some women are great. Go out there and be sexy. Be a sexy woman out there, badass, doing what you love to do. And then there's some that don't want to embrace that part and don't want to have that. And that's fine, too. I think it's just... Yeah. The most important thing is being authentic.
Yeah. And you've got, we were talking about a couple of your openers. Mm-hmm. You've got Black Satellite and Abby Kay opening up for you. And both female fronted.
Yes. Abby Kay is an amazing bass player. She is a rising star in our industry. I can't wait to see great things coming from her. And Black Satellite has been so amazing to tour with. They are road dogs. They have been on so many great tours lately, and they're just, both of them, just a joy to have out.
And so many women rockers out there these days. Lizzie Hale and Evanescence, Amy Lee and Taylor Momsen and Lulu from Violet Saturn, some of the locals, Devorah, Jasmine Starr, Plush.
Totally.
Lilith Czar. I love seeing this, and I love seeing the women pick up guitars and young girls.
It's amazing. Yeah. You know, the best thing for me is if someone comes to a show, you know, whether it's my show or Alice's show, and then they say, I brought my daughter to see you, and now she wants a guitar for her birthday.
Isn't that the best? It has to be the best feeling.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that. This is why we do it, for the next generation.
Yeah, and I also hear you're the only female to have the signature Ibanez.
I was the first one. Now I'm really, really happy that I was the first of a few.
Okay.
So I got mine, actually, this one that I have right here in the studio. This is the very first
It's
Jiva.
A beauty.
Thank you. So there are now 3 Ibanez Jiva models, but this one that I have here, the original one, is the Jiva 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then after me, there are 2 amazing female signature artists from Ibanez. They have Yvette Young from Covet and Lari Basilio, who's based here as well. Both incredible shred women carrying the torch.
Very cool. I'm so glad you could swing by. You got to catch Nita Strauss tonight at the Whiskey. NitaStrauss.com.
Yes.
Go there, grab your tickets. We'll see you tonight. And maybe you can play for us a little something-something as we take a break.
Yeah. What better way to end it?
Love it. Thanks so much, Nita.
Thank you.
See you tonight. Have a great show.
Bye.